Pleasing to the palate, it's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The Medicare podcast that was great before electricity. Looking a little green around the gills, Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Well, it is Drew McMillan bringing us into another episode of Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. How are you, Drew? I guess he's not going to answer me today. Well, this is Doug Jones, as he said, your Medicare expert. How are you doing? Or let's see, was it Joey on Friends who said, how you doing? No, that wasn't it. I got to practice my character speech from the sitcoms. Not doing that well. So anyway, we are here, Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. Who is that lazy man? That's a person who really is not looking forward to having to make Medicare decisions because they're complicated, they're boring and dull, and if you make the wrong one, they're going to come and drag you off into Medicare purgatory. And they'll lock you up and torture you for years and years. So a lot of people do not like to have to make Medicare decisions. So they come to us and say, hey, what should I do? And then I spew out some advice, and most people seem to like that advice. It's cost effective. And pretty soon, new light of Medicare shines down upon them, and everybody's happy again. Now, how do I spew this advice out? Well, I've written a series of books, mostly one every year, entitled Medicare for the Lazy Man. The 2021 book is out right now. It's for sale on Amazon. It's a paperback for $8 or a Kindle version for $4, actually a little less than $4. And someday soon, when maybe when I'm still alive, maybe I'll be pushing up daisies, they'll finish the audio book, which they've had since January 20th. And I keep writing them every month or so. It's now just for a laugh. You know, basically, let's see what kind of dumb excuse they're making now for not putting the audio book on sale. But someday there will be an audio book for those people who like to listen to these dulcet tones. In any event, earlier, I used the term we when I talked about dispensing Medicare advice and helping people feel better. And I think that we should include my favorite dial twister, Randy Carson. Hello, Randy.
Doug, you're looking particularly bright-eyed and bushy-tailed today.
Well, you might want to clean off those glasses and take another look.
Well, you know, yesterday I got my eyes checked and they said I can see better than ever. No, not really, but it didn't get any worse. So I guess that's a win.
Well, maybe they're still dilated. Maybe that's the thing.
That could
maybe
be.
Yeah.
They dilated my eyes, and it seems to last about 4 years with me, but I don't know what the deal is.
Well, listen, I'm not that much of a day at the park, but Randy got a haircut yesterday, so he's looking very spiffy. And I don't know how often you do that, maybe once a year, twice a year. That's my goal, is to not ever get a haircut if I can avoid it. So
it's whenever Margaret drives me to the shop and says, I don't want you to come out of there until you get a haircut.
Yeah. Why is it the women seem to have all this these sartorial demands, whereas we're much easier to please?
I don't know. It seems to be a thing that's been going on for, 38 years now.
Yeah, there you go. For me, it's like 50. Ooh, boy, scary thought. I never thought I'd live to be age 50, much less to be married 50 years. Well, okay, now we have to get to it because the most severe critic is going to be classifying this podcast. And I want to do what we can to earn an A, if possible. We have some that are B's, some that are C's, and we have some that are A's. And so when she listens, she picks a letter grade, and that's what I put on the show notes. So let's do that for this episode, which is episode 184. Let's see, I've got a list of things to do, important things. We're recording this on May 11th. Welcome, listeners. Thank you for joining us. Announcer Drew McMillan, I already said hello to Drew, I think. Define the Lazy Man. I did that. Intro, Randy Carson. I did that. Okay. So here we go. The article I picked out to read today is called, Are You Getting the Most from Your Medicare Coverage? And I have this strange feeling that I've already read this article on a previous podcast, but I don't know for sure for two reasons. First of all, it doesn't really ring a bell. It's from October of 2020. It was put out in the AMAC publication. That's AMAC, or the Association of Mature American Conservatives. That's an organization I like very much. But I did not make a note on this article that I had read it on a certain date. And one of our favorite listeners, Dominic Regina, suggested once that I catalog the content of each of the podcast episodes. And we laughed derisively and said, that's never going to happen. And see, here's a situation in which it might have been good to do that. So, Dominic, I think we owe you probably an apology, but I'm going to read this article about how to get the most from your Medicare coverage. And I may have done it last October. I don't know for sure. So it says, once you enroll in Medicare, there are a number of excellent benefits and perks available to you. From using your preventive care options to diet and exercise counseling. Oh, from using your preventative care options to diet and exercise counseling, here are a few ways you can get the absolute most from your Medicare coverage. Do your Welcome to Medicare preventive visit. During the first 12 months in which you have a Medicare Part B, you get one Welcome to Medicare preventive visit with your doctors. It costs nothing, no copay, no coinsurance, no deductible. So why not take advantage of it? During this doctor visit, you can expect a thorough review of your medical and social history. What's your social history, Doug? Well, I hang around with bad companions. So anyway, if your doctor ends up performing any extra tests or services during the visit, you will only be responsible for your Part B deductible or coinsurance. Now, as we know, this year, 2021, the Part B deductible is $203. The coinsurance is always 20% under Part B. So if you go to this free visit and the doctor says, wow, I'm going to test you to see if you are dumb enough to hang around with these stupid friends that you say you're hanging around with, then I would only have to pay the deductible of $203 plus the 20% coinsurance. Then the next item is get your flu shot. Protect yourself against the flu. During the regular flu season, Medicare Part B covers a flu shot. There is no charge for it, no copay, no coinsurance, no deductible. If you have any chronic illnesses, including heart, lung, or kidney disease, or a weak immune system, you're at a higher risk of flu complications. If you're vaccinated and still get the flu, the vaccine can reduce the severity of your illness. While we should all protect ourselves and others from the flu, be sure to take extra precautions if you're at higher risk for complications. The next item is sign up for a My Medicare account. Register for a MyMedicare.gov account to get instant access to all of your medical information. Instead of waiting months for an explanation of benefits, sign up for an online account. No more waiting. The info shows up in your account as soon as the providers and Medicare update their system. In your MyMedicare account, you can also view information about your current coverage, check your enrollment status, view Medicare claims, download your medical data to an Excel spreadsheet using the blue button, download your on-the-go report, a summary of all your health information that you can take with you to doctor's visits or when you travel, view your current Part D drug plan, keep a list of your current prescription drugs that can be used when comparing drug plans during the enrollment period in the fall, and view your preventive services. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, yes, follow their advice to register for a MyMedicare.gov account and put your drugs on it. You can keep that list. And then if you change a prescription or something, or add something or subtract. You can change it pretty easily, and it makes it easy to find the cheapest drug plan the following AEP, which starts October 15th. But I wouldn't even consider doing all this other stuff about watching your claims and downloading your medical data to an Excel spreadsheet. That's for crazy people. I don't know why anybody would get all wrapped up in looking at their claim history. God, I don't even like having claims, much less reliving them through paperwork. So you're going to get a piece of paper in the mail eventually. If you go to the doctor, someday you're going to get a piece of paper in the mail that says, here's when you went, here's the doctor you went to, here's what Medicare paid. And if you have my Medicare supplement, high deductible or high value plan, it's going to say, and here's the like $5 that you owe, or the maybe the $15 that you owe for that appointment. So I wouldn't worry about downloading all this stuff from the internet. The next item, it says, use your annual wellness exam. Medicare covers one wellness exam per year. Again, there are no copays, coinsurance, or deductible required. The visit is completely free. Similar to the Welcome to Medicare visit, which you can use within your first 12 months of being on Medicare, Part B, the wellness exam includes a health assessment, the checklist of preventive screenings, and your typical health checks like blood pressure and weight. Even if you're reasonably healthy, medical experts explain that it's essential to stay in touch with your doctor at least on an annual basis. All right, well, you know, you can do that if you like. Personally, I don't really like hanging around doctors or doctors' offices. And so that's a matter of personal preference, I would think. But it's nice to know the annual wellness exam is available to you and it's free of charge. The next item is consider Medicare's weight loss coverage. Before you get too excited, Medicare will only pay for weight loss programs under a few specific conditions. If weight loss is a necessary part of treatment for diseases like diabetes, hypothyroidism, and cardiovascular disease, they'll pay for it then. If the doctor says you need to lose weight before surgery to reduce complications, if you qualify for weight loss coverage, you get access to health counseling, diet, and exercise education, maintenance visits to monitor your progress, and up to 3 hours of individual counseling services in the first year. So the next item is get preventive screening. Medicare Part B covers 20 different preventive screenings. 1, abdominal aortic aneurysm. Every time we talk about this, Randy bursts out laughing. He thinks that's so damn funny. Anyway, you must get a referral from a doctor if you're going to have an abdominal aortic aneurysm. 2, alcohol misuse screenings and counseling. I think this is when you might, you know, take the drink and you try to drink from it, but you miss your mouth and you actually spill it into your ear or something. I'd never misuse my alcohol, but some people may. And so this screening and counseling is available for you. 3, bone mass measurements, bone density. My wife has a big problem with that. She's always kind of cranky, and I think it's because her bone mass is decreasing. 4, cardiovascular disease screenings. 5, cardiovascular disease behavioral therapy. I don't know what that is. Maybe don't eat bacon. I love bacon, so that's not going to apply to me. Cervical and vaginal screenings. Cancer screenings. Colorectal cancer screenings. Depression screenings. Diabetes. Diabetes self-management training. EKG screening, glaucoma test, hepatitis C screening test, HIV screening, lung cancer screening, mammogram screening, nutritional therapy, obesity screenings, and counseling. I think an obesity screening is when you walk in the room and they look at you. I mean, somebody ought to be able to tell just by looking at you, wouldn't you think? Opinion coming.
I was going to say that... obesity screening, or, you know, that especially if you go to your GP to, you know, discuss that.
Sure.
Back in the day when I would have gone to my GP, you know what he would have told me?
Hey, Tubby, get out of here.
Hey, quit eating so much. There you go. See ya.
Shut your pie hole and you'll lose weight just fine. You don't need me for any advice.
That's right.
Oh, you want a second opinion? Okay, you're ugly too.
Yeah. You're ugly too.
I've heard that before. So anyway, so that's about the list of 20 preventive screenings. And these are covered in full by Medicare, and your doctor will typically let you know if you need to take advantage of any of them during your annual exam. I didn't see a "you're ugly" screening, so maybe that one speaks for itself. The next item is review your Part D drug plan every year, but I always do that or tell my clients that it should be done. And the best way to do it, you want to find the cheapest drug plan available to you. And the cheapest drug plan out of the 30 or 35 drug plans available in your county, you can only determine by punching each of your drugs into the government website and then telling the government website what pharmacies you like to go to for your prescriptions to be filled, and whether you like to use mail order or not, and let the government website list all of those 30 or 35 plans in order of cost from the cheapest to the most expensive. Don't just listen to some agent who says, "Hey, I'm going to sell you this drug plan because it's from a great company and you'll have excellent coverage," because the odds are you're going to be paying way too much money and it's just a ripoff. What you want to do is have somebody like me. I'm going to teach Randy to do it so he can do it for you too. But you want to have one of us compare all the drug plans available, because there are as many prices as there are drug plans. So don't be throwing money away. Don't just buy the drug plan that your agent, you know why your agent might recommend one drug plan for everybody? Because he has to take a bunch of tests every summer. And the more companies he represents, the more tests he has to take. So if he wants to represent only one company, that's going to be good for a few people, but it's not going to be good for the majority. There are 35 plans in many cases for a reason. And that reason is they're all over the board. Their drug lists, their formularies are all different. And the drugs that you take may not be treated benignly by a formulary of a plan that some guy just pulls out of his briefcase. So do get to somebody who can help you compare the drug plans on the government website to find the least expensive one, and then just plan on doing that once again every year. Now, you can follow the steps in our book. I forget which chapter it is in the 2021 edition of the book, but the steps make it very easy for you to go to the government website and do this yourself. And I highly recommend it. It's like a little adventure. Pour yourself a stiff drink, or maybe a 16-ounce beer, or get two 12-ounce beers and have a ball. You can do it yourself if you have a computer. It's not that difficult once you read the directions in my book and follow the screenshots that Randy put in there for me. Okay, one of the last items here is take advantage of expanded telemedicine services. As part of President Trump's response to the COVID-19 panic, the public health emergency, the Centers for Medicare Services has expanded access to telehealth services for Medicare beneficiaries. You can now receive a wider range of health services without having to leave your home. I like that. See, I told you before, I don't like hanging around doctor's offices. This would be ideal if I could get all the poop I need from a doctor without leaving home. These visits are considered the same as in-person visits and are paid at the same rate as regular in-person visits, meaning the doctor isn't going to have to give a discount because you're doing it over the phone. Starting March 6, 2020, and for the duration of the COVID-19 panic, Medicare will make payments for professional services purchased to beneficiaries in all areas of the country in all settings. While they must generally travel to or be located in certain types of originating sites, such as a physician's office, skilled nursing facility, or hospital for the visit, effective for services starting March 6 and for the duration, Medicare will make payment for Medicare telehealth services furnished to beneficiaries in any healthcare facility. There used to be a restriction. You didn't used to be able to do this from your home. You had to go someplace like to a senior center or a hotel lobby or something, but they changed that. That's the big news here. So when they say you don't have to be in a particular type of facility, that's because you used to have to be, it used to be kind of inconvenient. Now you can do it from your home, which makes complete sense to me. Finally, the last item, the Medicare coinsurance and deductible would generally apply to these services. However, the HHS Office of Health and Human Service Office of Inspector General is providing flexibility for healthcare providers to reduce or waive cost sharing for telehealth visits paid for by federal healthcare programs. For more information on your newly expanded telemedicine coverage, visit www.cms.gov. CMS stands for Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services. It's the acronym that is misspelled every time you see it. It should have two M's in it, but it only has one. So Medicare offers excellent benefits for a relatively low price. You've paid into the Medicare program for many years. Take advantage of the health coverage you've earned. All right, so that's it for that article. I'm going to mark it done, so you'll never hear about it again until they write a new one that has maybe some new facts in it. So, Randy, by God, that haircut's looking better and better every time I look at you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Look closely because I won't get another one for at least a year. And
understood. Yeah, understood.
That's just the way it goes. I can't help it.
There's no reason to, then why do it?
Well, guess what has just happened?
The crickets. Tell me about the crickets.
The crickets have spoken. And, you know, that's particularly timely this year because the locusts are, you know, going to show up this year. The 17-year locusts.
I swear to God, I didn't know they came to Arizona because several times during their visits, I have been in Arizona and never seen locust one. But the first time they ever happened, I was about 7 years old. It was in the 50s, and my parents had given me a tent for Christmas. I had this pup tent, and we lived in a heavily wooded area. Ironically, I just bought a house about half a mile from this place. So I'm scared. I don't want to go there again. But anyway, so the locusts came out. They come from underground, and then they fly up to the tree branches. Well, the pup tent was in the way. So I was sleeping at night. The pup tent filled up with locust carcasses because they come out of the ground and then they shed their skin.
Yeah.
The skin sticks to whatever it was they were on when they started shedding. And so it looked like my tent was full of these god-awful, nasty creatures. It scared the crap out of little seven-year-old Dougie. And so I have had a thing about bugs ever since. I don't like them. I think they should all go away and die.
You thought that was like the beginning of the zombie apocalypse.
I really did. It was frightening. I never went in my tent again. I may have slept in it, you know, a decade later when I was sure all the bug germs were gone. But Jesus, the thing was full of these like translucent giant locusts. And there were movies made about giant locusts that ate New York City and stuff.
Yeah. So yeah.
I was not happy about having locusts in my yard. And I'll be damned. I was in Arizona once when they were coming and I thought, oh God, you know, I never saw them in Arizona. And then I was in Illinois once in an area that had been a pasture and it was all wooded. I lived in this house for 25 years. The woods grew up and everything was beautiful, but the locusts need many, many generations in order to come out in big numbers. And since this place had been a pasture with no mature trees, no locusts. So I dodged a bullet there. But now I was forced by the spousal unit to buy a house in Wayne, Illinois, just down the road from the house I was traumatized by the innards of my pup tent in. And so I know we're going to see some locusts this summer.
So correct me if I'm wrong, Doug, but the new house that you're remodeling.
Yes.
Is that on the corner of North Fifth and Locust?
Yeah, you're a funny guy. Funny guy. This is in, it's on Shagbark Lane. Now, oak trees are real good for locusts. I don't know if shagbarks are, and it's on Shagbark Lane. I've never looked to see if most of my woods are oak trees, but if there are a bunch of shagbarks, maybe there's something about shagbarks that locusts don't like. I just don't know.
Well, I have to admit, Doug, that the other, you know, about they started talking about this being locust year about, I don't know, I started reading about it 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks ago. I was entirely mistaken about what kind of locust they were talking about.
Yeah.
I thought they were talking about Medicare Advantage salesmen.
Well, those are just bugs. They deserve to be squashed also. But
And they come more often than every 17 years, unfortunately. They do.
Actually, getting back to the locust for a minute, I read a more expansive treatise on this a bunch of years ago, because I'm hoping they all die and go to hell, bug hell, whatever that is. But it turns out that there are locusts that come out every 17 years, and those are the ones we hear about all the time. Then there's a generation of locusts that comes out every 13 years, but it's smaller. So you don't really notice those. If you walk around in Illinois, you can hear the locusts, and it sounds very picturesque. But the 17-year generation is a huge population. The 13-year generation is a somewhat smaller population. And then there are all kinds of wacky locusts that just come out whenever they want to. So you're never going to have a summer without locusts, but you're only every 17 years going to have one. And then I don't know how many years it is when the 17 year and the 13 year come out at the same time. You know, that's some sort of mathematical computation, and I don't even know how to do it, but there are times when both of those generations show up at the same time. And that's got to be frightening if you have a pup tent in your backyard.
That's called the Black Plague.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So I don't know how you knew about the locusts since you were in Arizona and not really caring, because I don't think they have a big appearance here, because, you know, in our area, there aren't really a ton of old trees. It's not forested.
Right, right. Well, you know, I am the holder of all bizarre information, so I had to learn about the locust because I knew this was the 17-year cycle.
Yeah, and I get to enjoy them in Illinois. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to going back to the locust central?
No, not at all. I'm not looking forward to any of that stuff. I don't even, you know, when I bought a house in Arizona, I thought that was going to be it. This is the only place I'm living. I'm never leaving Arizona. That was always my plan, and it hasn't worked out that way.
Hasn't gone to that direction yet. But you know what need to do, Doug?
We need to close it up.
We need to close it up because the locusts have spoke.
Yeah.
And we want to thank everybody for joining us, because it always makes us feel a whole lot better when we see those knobs and the gauges going up as everybody signs in to listen. And that's just a great thing, because we enjoy every bit of it. And you've been such a great audience today. We haven't had to reprimand anybody, but we do need to cycle her down because our time is up. But before you go, what do they got to do, Doug?
They got to go to Amazon and buy Medicare for the Lazy Man, Simplest and Easiest Guide Ever. It's got the red 2021 on the cover. And if you have any reason to learn about Medicare, you're going to love that book. So go to Amazon and buy it.
Thanks, everybody. You have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy from Oklahoma and the head of Medicare for the Lazy Man.com.
Bye-bye.